Welcome to the Point of View mini-stories for Role of Media 2. Okay, same story, same mini-story from the mini-story lessons, but three different versions now. The first one will be about the past, 10 years ago. 10 years ago, there was a man named Georgie. Georgie was a warmonger. He wanted to kill, kill, kill. He especially wanted to kill Hugo. He wanted to tear Hugo limb from limb. But Hugo was basically pacifistic. He didn't want a war. He only joked about Georgie and laughed at him. When Hugo joked, however, Georgie became hysterical. He yelled and screamed to his friends. He yelled, "Join me, and let's kill Hugo and his friends. Let's kill them all, and let's kill their families, and let's commit terrible atrocities." But Georgie's friends were reluctant. They said, "Hugo is just joking. We don't need to kill him." This made Georgie more angry. He tried to whip up his friend's anger. So he concocted terrible lies about Hugo. He said that Hugo loved to kill puppies and babies. He disseminated these lies on TV and on the internet. Finally, he succeeded. He drove his circle of friends to war. They attacked Hugo, but Hugo was ready. He had learned kung fu from Jet Li. He kicked Georgie's ass and broke his nose. Finally, he elicited an apology from Georgie. Georgie said, "I'm sorry, Hugo. I'm just a stupid fanatic." Hugo said, "It's okay, little Georgie. Now, go home." All right, great. With this next one, we're going to start with since 7 years ago, or for 7 years. Okay, here we go. For 7 years, Georgie has been a warmonger. He has wanted to kill and kill and kill. He has especially wanted to kill Hugo. He has wanted to tear Hugo limb from limb. But Hugo has basically been pacifistic. He hasn't wanted a war. He has only joked about Georgie and laughed at him. However, when Hugo has joked, Georgie has always become hysterical. He has always yelled at his friends and screamed at them and said, "Join me and let's kill Hugo and his friends. Let's kill them all and kill their families. Let's commit terrible atrocities." But Georgie's friends have always been reluctant. They have always said, "Hugo is just joking. We don't need to kill him." This has always made Georgie more angry. Finally, he decided to whip up his friend's anger. So he concocted terrible lies about Hugo. He said that Hugo loved to kill puppies and babies. He disseminated these lies on TV and on the internet. Finally, he succeeded. He drove his circle of friends to war. They attacked Hugo, but Hugo was ready. He had learned kung fu from Jet Li. He kicked Georgie's ass and then broke his nose. Finally, he elicited an apology from Georgie. Georgie said, "I'm sorry, Hugo. I'm just a stupid fanatic." And Hugo said, "Well, it's okay, little Georgie. Now, please go home." Okay, you'll notice that for more than half of this version, I used have, had, has, been, right? Because these are repeated actions. Starting 7 years ago, continuing until now. But finally, I changed to the past tense because it was a specific action, right? Just a one-time action. Georgie decided to whip up his friend's anger. He concocted terrible lies. They went to war. Now I'm using the past tense because these are all single actions that were in the past and are finished. All right. Let's go back again to the top, this time into the future. Next year. There's a guy named Georgie. Georgie is a warmonger. In the future, he will want to kill and kill and kill. And in the future, he especially will want to kill Hugo. He's gonna want to tear Hugo limb from limb. But Hugo will basically be pacifistic. He won't want a war. He'll only joke about Georgie and laugh at him. When Hugo jokes, however, Georgie will become hysterical. He'll yell and scream to his friends. He'll yell, "Join me and let's kill Hugo and his friends. Let's kill them all and kill their families. Let's commit terrible atrocities." But Georgie's friends will be reluctant. They'll say, "Look, Hugo is just joking. We don't need to kill him." This'll make Georgie more angry. So, to whip up his friend's anger, he'll concoct terrible lies about Hugo. He'll say that Hugo loves to kill puppies and babies. He'll disseminate these lies on TV and on the internet. Finally, he'll succeed. He'll drive his circle of friends to war. They'll attack Hugo, but Hugo is going to be ready. He'll have learned kung fu from Jet Li. He'll kick Georgie's ass, and he'll break his nose. And finally, he'll elicit an apology from Georgie. Georgie's gonna say, "Look, I'm so sorry, Hugo. I'm just a stupid fanatic." Hugo will say, "It's okay, little Georgie. Now, go home." As always, in the future, you have to listen for those ul sounds. Ul, ul, he'll, he'll, Hugo ul, Hugo ul. Sometimes that ul sound is very difficult to hear. For example, Hugo will say, it's hard to hear that ul sound, right? That, which is will in the future. But we, still, a native speaker will not usually say, Hugo will say. We'll say, Hugo will say, Hugo will say. The ul is almost silent. There's really more just a pause there that tells us it's the future. So it's okay, just listen carefully, see if you can hear those ul, ul, ul sounds after the subjects. Just listen carefully. Now please go back, listen to each version. After each version, pause. Try to tell that version yourself. Now, do not worry about being perfect. You do not need to be perfect. In fact, don't try to be perfect. Just try to tell the story yourself as best as you can. If it's difficult, try pausing after every sentence and then copy that sentence. Do that with each version. Okay, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.